proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Okay, time for me to take some arrows. There's something going around the internets that's caused a, as the kids say, kerfuffle.
The kids do say that.
Mm-hmm.
Do they really?
No.
Oh, well, I was like, wow, I'm behind the times. Well, I am.
A kerfuffle.
Now, you know, I get people mad at me all the time when I say that you don't need to be taking your dog everywhere in public that you go. It's an attention seeking tool for yourself, not just because you want to have your dog out there if it's in a place where dogs usually aren't. Now, I think this is in Australia. There's a picture of a guy at the grocery store looking into the meat section, and he's got a shopping cart, and in that shopping cart in the regular grocery store is a big Mike Tyson looking pit bull. Ooh. That he's just grocery shopping with. And then people are like, should that be allowed or not? Is that crazy? So forth and so on. No, it shouldn't be allowed at all. I'm thinking the only type of dog that should be allowed in a grocery store or in most public establishments is a seeing eye dog or some sort of a service animal that is there not just to make you feel calm the whole time you're in there, but if you have an episode, that dog is trained to help you through the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, there shouldn't be dogs in restaurants. There shouldn't be dogs in grocery stores. There shouldn't be dogs, on sidewalks of busy things at mm-hmm. festivals and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Leave your dog at home.
Well, it's unsanitary in mm-hmm. food places. I mean.
And here's the thing. People always go, why not? Why not? What's wrong with it? Well, it's not my place to tell you why not. It's your place to tell me why.
Ooh.
Because the norm has been established in our society. We have rules of the society. And the rules of the society for so many years have been you don't take dogs in restaurants or grocery stores. Now, if you want to change the longstanding rule, then you have to prove why it's necessary. I don't have to prove why it's not necessary.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's been this way. That's yeah. what you're saying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But my dog Riley loves Red Robin. What am I supposed to do? Just leave him at home?
You can't tell him no.
I can't tell that no. little face no.
He likes going.
No, I'm just.
Oh,
I'm just
I was like.
I agree with TJ for the most mm-hmm. part. And I think that's the rule, though. You're not allowed. That dog, Pitbull, must have been a service animal because I don't think you can bring a dog into a grocery store, can you?
Not yet, but you used to not be able to take dogs into bars, and you used to not have dogs that would be out on the dining patio,
mm-hmm.
and you wouldn't have dogs on, roaming around in the airport on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like an inch here, an inch there. And the next thing you know, and this is in Australia. So next thing you know, in US America, people be tripping over dogs mm-hmm. while they're, just trying to go get some cereal and cold beer.
Yep. And my problem is with it, I have young kids, 2 and 4, so they don't really know any better. The 4-year-old kind of, but when they see a dog, they want to just mm-hmm. go up to it. And I've tried to say, you have to ask in order to, because you don't know if that dog is mm-hmm. whatever, could bite you or whatever. And they just, their instinct to just run up to a dog and, the owner is like, well, I have my dog on a leash. It's your fault. Well, my kid is too. Like, he doesn't get it.
See, and that's the thing. We got to stop even entertaining those arguments,
right,
Lindsay.
Right.
It's not your fault. If they've got a dog that isn't traditionally where dogs have been accepted in, mm-hmm. in our society for so many years, they should, the burden of proof for them to have the dog there should be on them.
Right.
Not normal people.
Right. You can tell I've had an incident where it's been an issue. Yeah.
Oh, really?
One dog just kind of lashed out at my son and scared him. And I mean, whatever, he got scared. Okay, he's fine. He didn't get bit, but it could have gone south and like quickly, you know? And these are some of the things, you know, that you try to teach your kids, but like you're saying, he shouldn't have been in the mall anyway. You
exactly.
know?
Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Everybody doesn't want to be around dogs, and everybody doesn't know how to be around dogs. My grandmother never had a dog. She was always scared of them. And I just can't imagine Nana being alive today and then going into a JCPenney.
Right.
And somebody having a dog in there would freak her out.
Yeah. And not to mention, I mean, people have allergies to dogs, cats. I mean, I'm not trying to bring in the allergy thing, but there's just many reasons.
Well, see, and then that's the thing. I've realized that we don't even need to entertain any of that.
Right.
We don't have to give reasons why we don't want it.
Right.
They have to give reasons why they do.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you.
F them. That's what I think.
And I love a dog more than anyone in this room, probably. But I
you hear that, Riggins? She loves dogs more than you do.
I mean, I had four.
What?
I had
That's what she just said. And she also, it was just like that day that she says she knows way more about the Bible than you do when y'all are arguing.
And
which I would love.
Keep in mind, I don't.
I don't know. What happened there, both of us must have been arguing, knowing full well we were full of shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, half the time I argue with anybody in this room, I'm full of shit.
She's like, I didn't Riggins? Know. I guarantee I don't know anything.
You think I know way more about the Bible than you do.
What did I say?
I have no clue. I can't even remember that.
I remember that argument, but I don't remember why we were arguing. But I knew I was foolish, because if I said I knew a lot about the Bible, I was lying.
Yeah. Well, then I thought maybe he does. He went through, what is the Catholic?
I went to Catholic school.
Well, yeah, but like you got...
What is it called?
Catechism?
Catechism, yeah.
Yeah, or yeah.
Whatever.
It's like the baptism or whatever.
Oh, okay.
I can't think.
Confirmation?
Confirmation. Okay. Like, you know, you probably know some stuff, but.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay.
Yeah. You're like, I'm paying attention. Does.
Does she?
Alexis will read you the Bible.
Okay.
Yeah.
She knows the Bible for sure.
I love that.
She was raised Jehovah's Witness, so, I mean, she had to know it.
Right. That was her job.
Yeah.
It's kind of. Kind of her gig.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She went door to door?
Did she do that? That's Mormons, but Jehovah's Witness, they do the same thing, yeah. Well, but they sell stuff, right? Does Jehovah's Witness sell things?
So
I don't know.
Recently,
but they do go, because I have had them come to my door.
Yeah, they go to your door.
I'm never rude, though.
Recently, one came to my door and tried to sell, or give me, I guess they weren't selling, give me their Bible.
Yeah.
It was real small.
Was it Book of Mormon?
I don't know. I thought she said Jehovah's Witness. I don't know if that's the same thing. I don't know. I was just like, oh, no.
No, it's not the same.
Oh, I said,
but yeah, Mormon and Jehovah's Witness is not the same.
Well, it's all the same to me because I don't know anything about it.
Again, we don't know anything about them.
I know more about Mormon than you do. I watch Secret Wives of Mormon.
I know way more about the Gideons than you do.
That's probably flabbergasted.
Yeah.
What? Well, she also, one time I said I could run faster than her, and she smoked my fat ass. I don't know what I was thinking there.
Y'all ran in the parking lot.
I remember running against her, and she kicked me.
It would be fun to do that now, because my fat ass wouldn't have been.
No, you'd still probably lap me.
But, no.
Did we ever tell y'all about one of those things that we did on the radio that went south in a hurry?
Mm-mm.
So, you know, it was when Cubby was working with us.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl on the show at the time was Madden, and Madden was tough. You know, she was a tough girl. And, they got into an argument, and, you know, Cubby's not what you would call, you know, Mr. Masculine biker dude or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she started talking about how she could whip Cubby's ass. And we said, there's no way you can whip Cubby's ass. And he was like, you can't, you know, I don't want to do this, y'all. I don't want to do this. So we got some of those giant boxing gloves that they use in the clubs, you know, when they would do that funny boxing things. And we put them in the, which we shouldn't have done. And we learned it fast, that we put them out in the yard of the radio station. And I mean, Cubby hit her, and it was just like that. You could tell, okay, well, Cubby's still a man, and he's got man strength.
Yeah.
And I mean, he rocked her with the, it didn't hurt her,
Yeah.
But it was an attention getter.
Yeah.
Oh. For us. Wow. We were like, oh shit, yeah. We gotta stop. No, stop.
Yeah. I thought you were gonna say she beat him.
Oh
up.
No. We thought she was going
oh,
to.
Oh, for yeah. sure.
Which would have been fine. Right. Like a woman beating yeah. up a guy is okay. Yeah. But
oh wow. Yeah. I never would peg him to even throw a punch.
Yeah, I mean he may not have ever done it, but he's still as you know, strong.
Right.
Like a man would be strong.
Right.
See, I would if we put on the boxing gloves, Lindsay and I would have such an erection by the time.
Yeah, yeah, that turns you on. So.
A woman beat me up. Yeah. Like, oh my god!
Especially with big, soft, puffy boxing gloves.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like, oh no!
I'd take them off and put them in a trunk hole.
I would love it.
You would say, "Just wake me up when you're done."
It's extra, extra funny with TJ and Riggins.